Hey. Hey, guys. Hey, everyone at home. How you
gals?
Doing? Oh, hey, gals. How you doing, gals?
You want them to, like, especially take notes.
I especially want the gals to pay attention, because if I had to choose, probably the gals I want to be listening to right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You are, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe show. Carolyn, where are we?
We are in the Love Shack, so I've been told, and we are with Jelly Vision. They are an awesome podcast. You've got to listen to them. We're with Jennifer and Tim.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, well, awesome. It's going great, man.
We have also a studio guest named Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Steve Calamia. Yeah.
He's not on mic, but maybe he can, like, jam in whenever you want to come in.
Yell out and stuff, like,
just start yelling.
Can
randomly.
We call him a hanger-on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like a hanger-on.
Or your very own lackey, if you want to have your own lackey.
Or your own stalker.
A mini stalker.
Hey,
okay, so, I'll take it. Please do.
Jennifer was saying that, or, you know, I do know, I can read into her brain. She was saying that she does, in fact, want to have a stalker, but not one that will be at that level where she would have to call the police at.
But just
a mini stalker.
What's the appeal of having a stalker for you? Like, what? Why?
Well, to have a stalker means that you've reached a level of fame that other people haven't reached. Average people don't have stalkers. You have to be either extremely beautiful or famous to have a stalker.
Is that completely true, though? Because some civilians have had stalkers.
Extremely beautiful civilians.
That's true.
Okay. I don't fall into that category, so I have to work on something else.
Oh,
so,
you can't say that. That's in the eye of the beholder. Come on now.
Well,
yeah, who knows? There could be a guy that, like, Maybe you happen to go, like, take a stroll around the neighborhood or go pick up your mail, and some guy drives by, knows where you live.
Perfect.
He might love how you look.
That's perfect. Yeah. I'll take it.
And then he drives by every day.
Get that mail.
I guess he's the mailman. I guess that makes sense.
That would be
the mailman.
Mailman
could stalk you.
Yeah.
I do have fantasies about that. Sometimes I pretend that the mailman is my stalker.
I get a package for you.
So real quick, just for some people who have never checked out Jelly Vision, what is Jelly Vision? Let's get that going.
Okay. It is everything you could ever dream of, basically.
Yeah.
We like to call it a multimedia podcast.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We do it weekly. We record the audio version every Monday for Thursday. And we also do little video clip interviews, and we're starting blog posts, and hopefully we'll be doing a live show coming up in the next year. That's our goal.
That's a good goal.
So
we got a lot of goals.
Is that true, Tim?
Absolutely.
Everything that she said, is that true?
It's all a lie.
Yes. Yesterday we had somebody on the Jelly Vision show right here in the Love Shack studios. It was Carl Boehm.
Boehm, yes.
Boehm, and that was a marketing specialist.
Nice.
Yeah, so he's kind of charged us up a little bit. I think that we're going to really try to make some of this stuff happen here.
I found out I was doing everything wrong, and I need to get rid of my Tumblr.
Really? What were you doing wrong?
Wait, what's wrong with Tumblr?
You have to get rid of Tumblr?
Tumblr, apparently, since you asked, does not show up on Google search engines. And so you're kind of, if you're on Tumblr, you're sort of invisible to the internet.
So you're saying that, like, if you were to Google me, my Tumblr will not show up?
This is what he said. I have not actually experimented.
Because I have Googled myself many times, and my Tumblr has
I knew
has
you were a self-Googler. I could tell by looking at him.
My ego is fully intact.
I totally relate.
Well, that's just how you know that you're alive in the world these days.
Yes.
I'm on Tumblr, but I don't really like it. I'm not really enjoying it as much as I enjoy Twitter. I do enjoy Twitter, but I feel like my Tumblr, I'm keeping it up. It's okay, but I feel like it's not going anywhere.
I feel the same way. I feel like it's just one thing that is one part of everything that's not really earning its keep.
Now, have you signed up for Pinterest yet?
I've signed up.
Ooh,
that's all I've done. I've signed up. I got stuck with naming my board. I'm like, I have to have a clever name.
See, I haven't even touched it yet because I'm like, I don't want to go near another one. I deleted my MySpace. But I still have a Facebook. I still have Twitter. I still have a blog. To me, that's enough. If you can't find me on the internet, then you have a problem on there.
Maybe you're blind.
What is Pinterest? I don't even. Is that like?
Is it photographs?
Or images. I guess people just like pin it to their wall.
Let me ask you.
It's basically like an online
stuff.
Bulletin board.
Let me ask you this. Does it matter?
Probably not.
No. It's all people who are fantasizing about decorating their living room in ways they could never, ever afford to do.
That's what I always see. Like, people are like, oh, I added this skirt, or like, and it's some expensive outfit or whatever to their Pinterest.
They show a picture of the skirt?
Yeah, and it shows the picture. And also, I think it's good for like fashion and marketing and brands in terms of that. But as far as like...
Right. That's
like,
what I've
like, that's good, heard. You know, like if you're... like Old Navy or something, and it's like, oh, here's this dress, and then the dress goes viral and it goes crazy. Like, that's cool. But as far as like other things, I don't know. You're right, it's more like a fantasy thing of like, this is my dream house,
my dream wedding,
I'm gonna pin everything.
Yeah.
There's gotta be a way to finagle that site to your advantage.
It's definitely a female thing too.
Is it really?
You're not gonna buy me this stuff on my want board?
What do you say?
Wait,
is Pinterest as a want board?
Do you want to just sit directly next to Tim? Just in case?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
We have a show invader now.
Oh, now
he goes
really
from a, he goes from a hanger
now it's really
on
getting
to an
close
invader.
Over there.
It's a total bromance. That's what I call it.
So Pinterest, you can add images and all kinds of stuff like that. But is it like a chick site? I mean, is it more geared towards women?
It's not like
specifically.
But from what I've heard, the numbers of it is like a large percentage of women.
This can't freak out because I can tell. That he definitely wants to say somebody's leaning in towards Tim. Like, he's like, best buy.
This is typical
Hi,
Steve.
Whoa, arm around each other.
Pinterest is definitely predominantly women right now. It's just like, strangely, in the same way that Google Plus conversely adopted mostly men.
Mm-hmm.
Or attracted mostly men. Pinterest attracted mostly women. It's just the way that it's gone.
Well, you know what's going to happen then?
I think it's like the visual.
Whoa. Here comes the sausage party. Once that word gets out, good night.
All the guys are going to be on Pinterest because they're going to be like, hey, I'm looking for the ladies.
Right. It's a hookup site now.
Oh, my God.
That's how everything starts out, dude.
It's
I'm serious.
It's like the produce section at the grocery store.
Perhaps. It might be that.
Wait, what?
That's where you pick up chicks these days.
That's where you can pick up chicks over there is a grocery store?
Yeah, and then you're
not
supposed
church?
To, like, ask
them. You can't go to church anymore?
Let me feel
you're
supposed
your to, like, ask them, like, is this ripe? And then, like, you know, caress.
Yes, and if you're looking for a guy, you just have to put a Lean Cuisine in your basket, and they know you're single.
Or a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, guys do Hot Pockets.
I just
pockets.
Put Magnums in the basket.
That's right.
I've heard of people putting condoms in, like, say, like, there's a mom with, like, a kid that's acting up. And they'll put condoms, like, sneakily in their bag.
Oh, wow. Gorilla birth control.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a little too late at that point, don't you think?
It's a little late.
Maybe
but...
they should have looked at her before and said, you know what? You're going to make horrible children. Here's a condom.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow, yes.
I'm not going to lie. There's probably going to be a lot of horrible children coming up these days.
Oh, yes.
The best birth control is Chuck E. Cheese's.
Hey, I'm a teacher, dude. I know about birth control. Some of these kids, I'm just like, oh, no, please no.
You're what, like, why?
Are you allowed to say what grade you teach?
Oh, I teach high school. Yeah, okay. I couldn't teach
oh,
any
you
other.
Teach, you teach, so you're in direct contact with the teenagers.
Oh,
not
yeah.
direct contact.
No.
Like, how
that's
close?
Not allowed.
No, I try to keep them at an elbow's
just
distance.
Just want to be clear. Just want to be clear.
So, do they want to be friends with you, like, on Facebook and stuff?
You know, I get some that... I actually don't get them to approach me on Facebook, but they do all the time follow me on Twitter. And then I just, like, say, oh, I can't follow you back, just so you know. So if you want to keep following me, that's cool. But otherwise, like, you know, I just can't follow me, you know? And then there's this one girl, and she will, like, follow
how
me wait, and then
how does this girl
me.
Look like?
She looks like one
so
of those...
So she's like your mild stalker.
She's a little bit of, like, a troublemaker, honestly. And you know what she does? She'll, like, follow me. And then she'll unfollow me.
Oh.
And then she'll go into class and she'll be like, I unfollowed you. And then I'll be like, oh, why'd you unfollow me? Oh, man, I'm sad.
Doesn't she know that her grade, like, depends on this? I don't think
right?
that that's,
yeah.
like,
it
helping,
really
you know? Like, it's like, why would you tell your teacher that?
She
just want an F.
I need some like, chocolates, seriously. And I need you to follow me and retweet my tweets. And then you will pass.
I mean, that's pretty much all I do on Twitter sometimes. I just retweet stuff.
Oh, it's so lazy, but I do it all the time. It's, I feel like, just
the
laziest
equivalent of
friend.
Like,
yeah. It's so easy.
There's a lot
to
of
do.
Good stuff out there,
I
some
thought,
people are saying
thought,
sometimes.
Yeah, I thought I was just being cool because I feel like I'm associated with them.
You thought you were
oh,
being
exactly.
cool.
That's how it is. So
I think the same way as the Dalai Lama, just so you know.
That's right. That's exactly, yeah, he's mm-hmm. co-signing my actual thoughts.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, it was my idea, and he was like, can I have that? And I was like, sure, you can have that, Mr. Lama.
So you teach teenagers?
Yes, sir,
what
I
is,
do.
What is your, I guess, in your honest professional opinion, how is the... How are the kids of America doing?
I cannot speak for the entire nation.
Yes, you can.
You want me to speak for the whole nation?
I want you.
Sure.
I want
you to be total. I think you should start from the actual school, then the county, then the nation.
Sure. In our school, the kids are going to be doing really well. A smaller percentage than the average American school will end up like in the crapper. You know, like there's schools better than average, so less kids are going to be like, you know, going, you know, be in jail and stuff in the school that I go to. So the school's good. So I think the future looks bright.
For those kids.
For those kids, yeah. I teach at a pretty nice school. In as far as the state, Virginia is one of the best states.
Like, yeah, it
state,
really is state one of the best states.
Yeah, if I was going to pick like a, you know, we got 50 teams and we're going to have an NCAA style education bracket, you know, in a single elimination tournament. I'm going to go with Virginia, all right?
Yeah,
Then as far as a nation, you know, we're kind of slowly stepping into the back of education in the world, you know? We used to be, like, supposed to be, like, number one. Now we're, like, 17.
Oh, that's...
So, you know, I mean, but, hey, you know what?
Though. It's still better than others, but it's, like, are you really comparing yourself to, like, Afghanistan or something? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
some
countries are working hard, you know? Some countries are working hard. Maybe we don't have the best plan, you know? But otherwise, like, I think we're doing fine. I think that we look good in the future.
All right, so let me ask you this. Is there a lot of good drama happening? That's all I really cared about.
Good drama.
Ooh. Drama. What do you hear?
Drama?
Yeah, teen drama. Yeah, what do you really hear?
Like Teen Wolf is going on at your school.
I hear a lot of stuff I shouldn't hear.
What's hot with the kids these days, man? I want to know. Because I want to be able to be in touch.
I think the girls are doing stuff like, how dirty do you want us to get on this podcast? How dirty do you guys go?
There is no line,
sir. Did you run into some sexting?
Yeah, this one girl...
Did you get sexted?
No. I swear to you that, like, you know how a cat walks up to you? Like, when you go to, like, you go to your friend's house and they have a cat, and sometimes their cat will kind of come up to you, and then they'll, like, turn its, like, hind quarters towards you. And
yes.
Kind of have their ass in the air. And you're like, what is this thing doing? Propositioning me or something? There were, like, girls when I taught in these, I used to substitute in Richmond, Virginia, and some of these girls, like, they don't have any father figures or anything. Like, I swear to you, they'll come up next to the table near you and be like, "How you doing, Mr. Trueheart?" And they'll, like, move their body in, like, some way, just like a cat would.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like, "What are you doing?
Are they purring?"
They're like, just kind of. I'm serious. They're doing this. You're like, "What are you doing here?" But no, this one girl.
Wait, what happened after that?
Oh,
like, you can't go that.
You can't just stop. You're like, what are you doing?
That's just, for indictments. Okay?
Yeah, that's just the kind of stuff that they would do.
He gave her some catnip.
Yeah,
and she went away.
Man, you're making the teacher seem so awesome. That's like the life right there, right?
Some of the stuff is. It's
man,
it's
I always
cool.
hear about the
cool.
teachers like getting it on with the kids these days.
Well, it's the female teachers that are attractive and crazy is the ones that find
teachers
it.
Are young. I mean, you can be a teacher at what, like 22, 23?
And then you got to think about it and be like, you're 15.
What about 18?
18.
Some of those boys are freaking grown men. There's guys that I run the weight room at my school.
Oh, yeah.
There are kids in that weight room that, goodness gracious, like, we had some ladies on this podcast.
Yeah.
You saw them, you would be like, yes, I want that guy right there.
I want that impressive.
That is a sexy monster right there.
I saw a homeless guy the other day, and I was like, oh my God, that is the hottest homeless guy I've ever seen.
I tweeted
his picture.
You tweeted that.
I need to go back
guy.
And look
yeah.
at that.
I'm starting a calendar called Homeless Hot.
How did this, if you were to...
I saw two hot homeless guys in one day.
If you were to relate this homeless guy to a celebrity, who would he look... So people at home can envision as well.
He's probably a combination of like Brad Pitt and then somebody with a more narrow face.
Oh my God.
But I mean, he looked like a celebrity.
So like meet Joe Black, Brad Pitt.
Maybe, but better looking maybe than no Joe Black in there. There was no Joe Black in there.
I'm not like the hugest Brad Pitt fan, but I do like see what other people see in him, but I don't really go for it. But I appreciate
his
beauty. I see
He's
the
got
appeal.
Some nice angles.
Yeah.
So Jen, did you talk to him?
No, I took his picture though.
You
I walked
give him
by
money.
Him.
No,
I walked by him twice.
Did you ask to take his picture?
No, I just took.
You just kind of
if he's homeless,
it.
I don't have to. I don't know. That's
did
I didn't respect him. I know.
His
no, I didn't even give
you
him
didn't
any money.
Give him any money.
I literally just walked up and took his picture.
Terrible.
Steve's passing judgment on you.
Oh my goodness.
Luckily, he was busy asking somebody else for money, so I think he was a little distracted.
He's getting so much.
No, did he have a beard
right there?
Did he have a beard like?
No,
I know Brad Pitt was growing a beard for a while.
He was clean shaven.
Wait. He's homeless?
Homeless.
He's clean shaven?
He was.
A How's homeless
that? Wait a minute.
He was young. He's
okay,
young.
There's a scam happening there.
There was a homeless, well, it was his family, this really rich family in Houston that would go around, and every year they would stop at this one particular corner where there were a bunch of homeless people and pick up one homeless person.
and take them back and feed them and like give them a shower and like clean them up, give them a haircut, like give them a suit, like this sort of thing, and send them back out into the wild. And that was their philanthropic thing for the year.
Okay.
The, like catch and release program of homeless people.
That's like feral cats or homeless people. No, well, wow. You know, there's like the Lamb Center in Fairfax, and you know, and I'm sure there are other places like this. You can walk in and get a shower, and they hand out disposable razors. You can clean yourself up. So I'm sure this guy knows about that stuff.
Are you gonna?
I'm gonna go there myself.
Are you gonna try to recapture this guy?
Yeah, I think you need to like.
Are you gonna capture this guy?
I'm on a mission to find. I've got like I got one picture, and I need 11 more to make a calendar.
This could be a project.
It's
this
a project
could be a personal
now.
Project.
It is.
Yep.
You can make this person really. It should be like that movie Trading Places, where you try to make him into something.
Exactly. And if I was a good person, I would give the homeless people all the proceeds of the calendar, but I'm planning on keeping every
they're gonna waste
penny.
It.
I think you should brand him.
Dude, that's why they're homeless. They don't know how to handle money. Come
that's
on
right,
now.
You know?
So now
I'm assuming.
There was another one as well?
Yes, the first one I saw. Brad Pitt. First one I saw, he came to me and I was completely not prepared.
You didn't have your camera with you?
Well, I was so shocked. He's walking down the middle of Constitution Avenue. And he's wearing like a pirate shirt, like kind of puffy, and he's tan. Oh. He's got long hair, like pulled gently back in a ponytail.
No bouffant.
And he's got like kind of like rugged, good look, a strong jaw, rugged,
so like
good look.
A romance novel look.
Exactly. Look, okay. Except thin, because he hasn't eaten much because he's homeless. He's a little too thin.
Emaciated.
But I was like, wow. I was like, he's a really good looking guy for a homeless guy.
He just needs to beef up and he could get some romance.
He could
covers.
Be a model. No, seriously, he could be a model. And then I saw the second guy, and that by this time I'm like, what is it? What's going on? Why are all these homeless people? Hot.
Homeless guys are making me horny.
all these male models are just unemployed now.
I don't know what's going on. They probably went out of business.
Like
nobody had a backup plan.
That could be a plan right there. You could have a real agency.
I could.
Just collect them. Hey, you want a job? That's it.
You don't even have to pay them much.
Come to my house. Let me take photos of you.
I'll give you 49 cents a day.
Shabby chic, man.
I'll give you a bar of ivory soap and 49 cents.
Good
here.
Was this all in one general location?
D.C. I mean.
Just all of D.C.
D.C. D.C. has the, I want to go on record saying D.C. has the hottest homeless people
I think you
on,
could,
in the nation.
You could pitch this
nation.
Show to like a network too. You could even be like, who's the
hottest homeless
in America?
That is amazing.
Right. Yeah.
And then you,
copyright
and then you get
right
to
now.
Travel everywhere and get to find them.
People will bet on that in Vegas.
Yes.
It will be awesome.
Yes.
Because you really don't know until you scrub them up. Just like a mangy dog. Like, you're like, oh, God, I would never want that dog. He's so mangy. And then you like take him home and you give him a bath. You pick the ticks off, comb him out a little bit. And then he's like, oh, my God, he's so cute and adorable. I love him. It's the same thing with homeless people.
That is true. That is very true. I want to see this show happen. Yeah, I will watch that show for at least one episode.
And there is a woman. There is a woman for you guys out there. There's a woman that panhandles at Seven Corners, and she wears like a sports bra.
What?
And she's got like I'd say like a 4-pack.
So she used to be an athlete.
Like
she
I mean, like
she could have been an Olympian.
Shape. Like she's pretty hot too. Like she's like good looking lady.
So you can have a calendar for the guys. And
yeah, I don't want.
For
I'm not.
Girls.
Oh, sure, it's gonna be. I'm a good person. I'm all inclusive.
She's a mesomorph walking around.
And if you're not, I'm okay with it. If you're not, you know what I mean? It's America.
Or just like a mixed calendar of just like the hotness of both sexes.
Yeah.
You could do that too.
Do you remember when the...
Poor is the new black.
Do you remember the girls in high school that they had this like pregnancy pact and then one of them got pregnant for having sex with like a homeless man?
Wait,
I don't remember the homeless man.
Rewind the story, Tim.
I remember that there
was
a town.
There
was
a town.
Was there a town that had like maybe...
Five girls.
But it was a large percentage of like their actual graduating class was pregnant too.
Oh, geez.
Maybe there was more details.
I know details. Many stories crossing paths. I got to tell you, there was a group of like five girls, and they all were trying to get pregnant together. They had like a pack.
And this wasn't like
that
a sorority or something.
Strange.
No, this is high school
this is
in
just
America.
Like the...
Now, where was it? Was it Ohio?
It was one of those states that we should not speak of on the air.
Virginia or Ohio?
Ohio. West Virginia. I don't know.
I think it might have been one of the two.
Right.
I'm going to go with Ohio.
Anywhere.
So basically like the babysitter's club decided to like
Yeah, they're like, let's make our own babies.
And one of them got pregnant. She by having sex with a homeless guy. That's how she got pregnant. So, I mean, there's some pretty hot homeless dudes then. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, to me, that's like somebody that has a goal and she achieved her goal.
That is true.
That was a success.
I mean, they made a pact. It's like a legal binding almost contract.
They wanted to be cool. They saw like the Octomom. They saw like all these like people on TV that had babies and they wanted to have a baby. And that was where they got their idea. Like every woman had like a baby on the magazines at the time.
And then they were like, yeah, all right, MTV is the next step here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like they went from Chihuahua to baby, like as far as like the right. thing that you walk yeah, yeah. with. You know?
Well, it is
like,
smart.
I can put it in my bag too.
I would have went Chihuahua midget, and then I would have walked with a midget because I thought that was.
Oh, if you had a midget baby, they're so cute.
A midget baby.
It's amazing what people will do to be famous. Because even I saw like that. What was it? 600-pound woman yeah. trying to be the most world's most largest bride, and she's eating like millions of pounds of food and grossness, and it's like why she's actually trying to be fatter.
Right, so
just
she can
so
make that
she
record.
Can make a world record to be the largest bride. And it was actually really disturbing to see her eat and just basically, okay, she had her normal pair of boobs, but then underneath it, there was like another pair of boobs, so it looked like she had four boobs.
It's the dream, bro.
That's
it's the dream.
Imagine that honeymoon.
She's got udders.
It's disturbing.
But back to the pregnant teens. So one of them was impregnated by a homeless person.
Yes.
Now, did they ever get a TV show or any like fame from this besides the news reports?
I don't know. I guess we're talking. Well, about
and was there only one pregnancy? I mean, what happened to the pact?
We got
to
check this
there
out.
There was five of them,
Did they tell like how they hooked up? Was there any details towards that? Did they just pick them up off the street next to 7-Eleven or something like that?
I'm not sure.
How does that work out?
I'm sure these homeless guys would be ready to rock and roll.
Because you know, like sometimes at the prom,
come to my box.
You go to the prom. Not that we all just randomly go to the prom. But you have girls that like get like the people, the Marines that just come in, or like, you know, like maybe they got a homeless person instead.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen.
That's some serious peer pressure, I feel like, to get to that point to where she's like, dedication to the pact. I have to go out and fuck a homeless guy.
Well, that's what a pact is.
No.
That's what a pact is.
That's what a pact is.
This is what friends are for.
And what's the point of having a pact? I mean,
what was the end goal of the pact, though?
So they could all have babies.
So you all be pregnant together.
Together, yeah.
It's really
smart. That's what it was. Friends forever.
It is smart to get pregnant really early in life. It is on a number of levels.
The other thing was that they all wanted to be hot teen moms.
I think it was
the Britney Spears' sister, and then it was also
which hasn't been reported on ever since that happened.
Right. I think it was like Britney Spears' sister
what
and Sarah
this?
Palin's what? Daughter, both at the same time.
What year was this?
Maybe like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Oh my God, this planet's doomed, man.
Yeah, that's the bottom. That's
but
the bottom.
Think of all
the
hot grandmothers we're gonna have out there.
you think?
Imagine the kid that's like, yeah, like I'm the kid of the homeless person and the teenager that wanted to have a baby before she graduated.
He's a model though. He's happy.
Right.
His dad is a hot homeless man.
Life is so easy though, because you don't have to do much to like outshine your whole entire like family.
But even with like just having a baby, I don't understand like why it's actually a big deal. People have had children and been making humans for forever, and so I don't understand
easy.
Like basically, you have sex for 5 minutes and now you have a baby, and like like so I don't understand.
It's a boy.
these fashion trends are crazy though, man.
I don't understand how it got to be like a big thing. Like and then why is it such a big deal? Like Jessica Simpson just had a baby, and like why did I even find out about that? I never went out of my way to know.
You don't
about
have
it.
To. It's right. Yeah, I know. I feel the same way.
I think I found out while I was taking a crap. I just picked up a magazine in the bathroom.
Like this is a great idea.
She's pregnant. Wow.
I'm like, wow, she had sex for 5 minutes. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it may have been 10. Like, it may have been 10.
Like, I'll give, yeah, it could have been maybe 10. But I don't know, not much more.
He was a little drunk. It took him 9 minutes to get it in.
all these babies, man. I just feel that like Tim, you're gonna have a hell of a job in a few years, man.
Oh man, that's
one. Seriously.
Yeah, you imagine the parent teacher conferences. And like they're gonna be
bad ones.
They're gonna be like 19.
You have
and,
bad
like,
parent teacher conferences.
That'd be so crazy.
Well, I guess that would be the kids would have to be a little younger. But so teenagers.
They'd be like 37 they'd be like seven and stuff like that. Like
or even less.
Yeah, some of them. Like because they'll have like a 14-year-old kid. And then they'll be like,
and then people will think that that's like
or something like
people
that,
will think
you know?
That that's like their younger brother or something.
28. physiologically.
Right, right, for sure, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, what I see. I've had parents, though, and I'm like, I'm calling them on the phone because I'm like, this kid is just terrible. And you know what? And I think about it, their older brother's terrible, too. Maybe it's in the family. Let me call. And I call, and then the parent is a complete idiot.
Uh-oh.
And I'm so like, it makes sense, dude, this is terrible. Yeah. I was like, there's no motivation through some, like, whole entire familial lines. Like, okay, you guys just aren't motivated. Or, like, there's this one woman, and she had four kids that I've actually taught, and they're all mentally challenged.
Uh-oh.
Four fucking kids.
Is she a drug addict?
She was not blessed with some of the, things that other people were blessed with. So maybe she just kind of like, she tends to create this type of person. But I mean, four straight kids.
This is a good time to point out that breeding is an option.
It's true.
Okay, you don't have to get pregnant, women.
That's true.
You do not have to breed.
It's not a guarantee show.
I mean, look, I looked at my genes and I'm like, you know what? I'm not attached to my genes. I don't have really anything that really needs to be duplicated. Yeah. Like, I'm not that great. I know that. I'm not going to reproduce.
No, but you could be like, instead of genes, you could have like, you know, maybe...
You could adopt a kid because there's so many already out there.
I would rather adopt like an older kid, old enough to like mow the grass, you know, and be thankful to have the
chore. You can adopt a homeless, hot homeless guy.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. You can adopt adults.
Oh, what?
You can legally adopt adults.
I want to abort one. That blows my mind.
You can.
How do you... What is the process?
Well, and he can mow the yard for
you? Is there just like a building full of... like guy or girl?
Well, there are people that don't have parents or don't have, you know, legal guardians or parents. They grew up in the foster system. Maybe they just didn't grow up with a family.
And then you can just be like, I like that one.
Yeah, I'm going to adopt you. I'm going to adopt you like so that store. I can leave you like money in my will. And
did they already go through like schooling and all that stuff, or you just...
I don't know.
That's such an amazing thing.
I think it's an island. I'm not sure.
Do you have any ninja children? It's an island. I need a ninja.
That seems so fantastical for some reason, just to adopt an adult.
And adopt an adult and then feel really good about yourself for doing
it. Like, hey, I feel great. Now you're my son. And we're like the same age.
Yeah. And my son, I mean, great. Slave. Yeah. Now you owe me.
They could be anything. You could adopt them and they could be your grandpa if you want. You know, like, I want a grandpa.
But what I
want
to know is, if you adopt them as an adult, can you change their name?
You should, right? You own them.
Like, can I name you like Xander or something?
You should name them Xander or Giles. Xander.
Adopt a baby and make them your grandpa. And then you'll still wipe your grandpa's ass twice in his lifetime.
That would be awesome, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah,
I hope there's like a website for that.
Well, I mean, you can adopt anything. You can adopt a tree
or mail order bride.
A highway.
You can adopt a highway.
You can.
You can buy a star, right?
You can. Yeah, you can buy a star.
I don't understand that.
But that's a little shady. I feel like, how would you know? This is my star.
Is it my star or there's 17,000 people?
A special twinkle.
Right.
But even those like adopt a kid things that you send in 10 cents a day or whatever,
right.
Like this story I heard from my grandma, apparently she was a member of like the Bethesda Women's Club, maybe long time ago, like 30, 40 years ago. And as a group, all the women wanted to adopt some kids, you know, 10 cents a day, let's contribute. And then they ended up, when they got their kids back, I don't know how many they ordered or whatever, but like, or they sponsored. They sponsored a handful of them. And so, but the interesting thing was like, the same pitcher came back a couple times. So they're like, oh, so we're sponsoring Juan, and we're sponsoring Juan too.
Juan's
so,
getting overfed. Like, he's getting five meals a day.
So it's like, that kid isn't actually your kid. You know, it's like maybe they sent it out to like 50 other people share.
Well,
Juan.
And how many people need to like put in for Juan so Juan gets a full bowl of porridge? Like, is your 10 cents only like a little bit of porridge?
Yeah,
and you
see,
need like 10 people.
Maybe they should make it more clear that like it's a group effort thing, or like from my interpretation, it was always like, this is your child that you're sponsoring. So like when I heard that story about my grandma, like it kind of turned me off about some charities too.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, how do you really know where
you
your
don't
money's
really
going?
Know.
I think a lot of charities are scams sometimes, all the time. Sometimes.
I agree.
It's really interesting. I mean, like,
who you say
really?
Gary's kids?
Jerry's kids?
Gary's kids is more legitimate.
I mean, it's like that sort of thing, right? Adopt
and you get like a picture. You get a little picture with them. Yeah, right. And like a note. You get to be pen pals with them.
I mean, that's a pretty serious commitment on their part, on the child's part, I think, as well. I mean, like,
yeah.
They're out there in like
feed me
Ethiopia
feed me.
Or something, you know, and like. Like, you know what? I really don't want to be pen pals with some asshole over there.
Yeah, and postage is so expensive.
There's a con in there somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a massive
steal my
con
soul
there.
With that thing. Fuck you.
Whatever I got to do to keep them in those sneaker factories, I'll
do
it. Yeah,
exactly.
Get these flies off me. I'm sick of this.
Man, I want to go back to you having a stalker.
Yes. I don't have one yet.
So what would be your
they
dream,
could be
your dream
a stalker?
Yes.
Yeah, I would. I would like. Okay, so you know, I'm fairly predictable. I check in on Facebook.
Wait,
like,
you're fairly predictable.
I mean, you know,
you have a routine.
I have a routine. Okay. I'm on the internet. Like my phone number's on my Facebook page, and like, it's very public. I check in when I'm at places. Like, is it so much too much to ask for somebody just to pay a little bit of attention and show up where I am?
So when like Madonna, so when Madonna gets like a stalker and they get like arrested, you're like, why can't that be me?
Exactly. So like, basically, she has my life.
You want to like come into your house and like see like a weird gentleman trying on your underwear and be like, oh my god, because you know what, they always do that. I don't
know
why.
I want my stalker
these
to
are
have,
big.
Have some boundaries. I want some boundaries. Like maybe just
like what's your level?
You can't
of, like,
have. You can't have.
I don't
both.
Want him to go past the mailbox.
You can't
really.
Have both. You can't. That stalker's no, got to
yeah,
cross the line.
I want that guy eating my peanut
butter.
Go,
they're gonna get as close as they can.
Okay. Well, that would make a great story. Like, and if I could get a picture of him with my underwear. And I'm pretty sure, like, I'm a pretty good, I grew up in trailer parks. I don't know if you guys knew that. Tim knows that.
I didn't know that.
If you grew up in trailer parks, you know how to fight. Like, I can.
Yeah, you can
throw down.
I can throw down. I can throw down. So I'm not really afraid of people breaking into my house because I really feel like I would kill them.
I like that.
And not feel any remorse
whatsoever. She'll stab you. She won't use a gun. She'll stab you.
I know where all the weapons are in the house.
Like, really, you can't wait till someone tries. Like, I wish someone would try to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you have to know how to do that in the trailer park. So I'm not really afraid of the stalker. But I feel
but you
like
you can't wait for
I just
stalker.
Can't wait. Just can't wait. I know what's gonna happen someday.
She sets like a trail of nickels on her doorstep leading into her house.
Like, don't you wanna stalk me?
Handsome bum.
Legend to death. I just checked in at Starbucks. I'm gonna be here for 20 minutes.
See, what's cool about this theory of wanting a what's cool about being goodness. A having Aww. A stalker is like stalkers don't have to be homeless. They could be famous people could be stalking you too.
Oh,
you
anybody
know?
Can be crazy. God,
that's amazing.
Anybody. Yeah. Oh god, if my stalker is rich, I have it made.
Like that's isn't that what like what Selma Hayek got like married to what like a prince? I bet he was stalking her. And she
was like some
right.
built French
exactly.
billionaire.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
he
what's
was.
The difference between stalking and like just a guy who wants to go out with you and you're both single? I mean, it's all
no,
stalking.
No, there's a difference. There's like a creepo meter. Like, like a guy that just wants to go out with you, he might like, I don't know where you would meet him. Give me a scenario.
The Metro.
Pizza
okay,
Hut.
Okay, the Metro.
The Metro.
You, not Pizza
okay.
Hut?
Like, okay, I'm trying to imagine this.
Sorry,
Pizza Hut.
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
You're definitely in, like, the high school territory.
High school prom.
Okay, but, okay, say on the Metro. That's a good example, Tim. So, basically, like, let's say a guy looks over, sees a girl. He's like, oh, that girl looks nice. I'd like to go on a date with her. I feel like... That's like one of the scenarios that you have to make a move now. You don't know like which stop she's getting off
right.
at.
Right, misconnections
so,
never works.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you would never find her again. You know, maybe unless you did see her a couple times and you do already know her stop. That's a little, like, you know what I mean?
Like you took a class like, in D.C. every Wednesday night and you saw her every Wednesday night after like three trips, you know.
She, yeah, maybe, but I wouldn't wait too long because then otherwise it might get a little weird. But maybe, you know, okay, anyway, you see this girl, I feel like you should be like, hey, I know this sounds weird. We're just sitting on the Metro, but I think you're really attractive, and I'd love to go on a date with you.
Nice.
I
was
feel
that,
like
that.
Okay,
right?
That, to me,
I don't know. I don't know.
To like, me, a
it,
stalker.
It depends on the guy.
A stalker like, can say that just as easily.
That's true.
He could,
I've
but I feel
you
like
the
it's
last
a,
few weeks.
I feel like it's a. I don't know. A stalker could say that also, but maybe you just have to like give it a try, and maybe like if you feel like he's a little creepy. Just like let your friends know where you're gonna be
would,
on the
would
date.
Would stalkers also
but don't give your house immediately?
Would stalkers also call you up and then just like say nothing and just breathe? Yeah,
maybe the creepy one.
I want to expand your butthole.
No, if the really good stalkers call you up and they're like, I can see you.
Yeah,
I can see what you're doing right now.
That's almost
someone,
like horror movie.
That's
if,
yeah, that's good.
Like
that's
if
good.
Someone did that to you, what? How would you respond? Because now that we know that you want a stalker, and someone's just like. I can see you.
I'd be like, thank you.
But where would it go from there?
Come in.
I don't know. I would try to engage. I don't know. I would
she
just.
She would be the most appreciative.
I would be like, thank you.
On the planet. Like, I can see her answering the call going,
I would want
to. Oh my God! Thank you so much. You're sitting outside my window right now. I just want to tell you how much this makes my day.
Have you seen the Jellyvision show? Are you following me on Twitter yet?
I think that this is gonna help your cause, he's like, though. He's like once you start to tell people about it, there might be a guy out there that's like, they might be driven to be that type of character. You know, to be like, I like stalking.
And
somebody.
I would like to be clear. And I then want they're gonna a guy come for you.
Because a girl stalker.
Girl stalkers are girl like stalkers. Murderers. Like every girl stalker is like dangerous.
They're always
There's
hot,
something
though.
About girl stalkers that they're a little
crazy. They're a little needy.
Crazy,
little,
crazy white women, blonde ones.
And they turn to hatred. Like their love turns to hatred way easier than guys' love turns to hatred. So I don't want a female stalker.
So what would happen?
I just want to be clear about that.
What would happen is you would have two stalkers fighting over you. It's if you have a girl and then a guy.
Oh, that would be interesting.
That could be a movie.
It's like someone calls you up and does like the. Like the heavy breathing, but then what would happen is
I'm gonna call you tonight. Since you said that your phone number's on Facebook, I'm just gonna be like,
it's there.
No, but see what's
Jen, make it easy for everybody. Jen.
What would happen is then the girl would call you on the other line at the same time.
Oh.
So you're like, oh, hold up, wait a minute.
That would be great.
It's a menagerie.
Oh, and then I could introduce them, and they could get married, and I go to their wedding.
You have to stop planning to hook them up.
Well, they're
going to
have, they have
yourself.
Other crazy friends. They maybe can hook me up with more stalkers. I don't know.
What always happens is the crazy woman, she makes this delicious meal for the guy. And then he's like, oh, I got a phone call. And he's like, I got to leave. It's my wife. And then he has to leave. And she's like, you're going to leave. She throws the fucking plate and smashes against the wall. That's definitely going to happen.
I hope so.
What do guys do? Crazy guys are just like, they're always outside in the rain.
Why are they always in the rain? Like, there are plenty of sunny days to stalk.
Because it shows, like, the most dynamic length that they'll be willing
True.
To go right. through.
Like, I'm willing to stand in the rain for
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, they'll kill your guy friend that you go to the mall with. You know your guy friend?
Oh.
The bad guy.
That would be you, Tim.
You're going to die now.
I'm like, Jen, I'm going to go to the bathroom right over here. And you're like, okay, I should be right over here by LLB. And then I'll, like, walk into the little side bathroom area, and he'll be by the water fountain. And just breaks my neck.
Actually,
like,
that's
kill
that's
the light skinned like, black guy. No,
yeah, you should be worried,
Lenny.
You are gonna be.
Oh my God,
you're gonna be in trouble if I get a stalker.
Yeah, you should be worried.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're gonna be the first.
And
right.
now that we put the call out for
your
it, you know, it's like, remember when Russell Brand put the call out for Katy Perry on one of those MTV awards? Like he basically said something like. Oh, Katy Perry is so beautiful, and we're going to shag in my room tonight. And that was before they even started dating, but apparently she started talking to him afterwards, you know? Like,
see?
She thought that joke was funny.
The door was open.
That's right.
Yeah, it's pretty much like, I want you, and I'm publicly going to say that. Uh-huh. And then she came to him, so maybe since you publicly said it.
Maybe.
I think if you start to say what you want, people will start to listen, because then they'll be like, hey... You know, once you put that out there, put
that
those
intention?
Feelers,
so,
people
secret.
Remember.
So honestly, how do you usually go at this? Are you usually like, do you try in real life, you know?
Right.
Are you telling stalkers to go away, or are you just...
Well, I can't beg too much, because then it takes away a little bit of the, you know, organic nature of stalking. But I just, what I do is I don't put up a lot of barriers. Like I said, I'm very
accessible.
Public.
You're an
I'm
open
very accessible.
Person.
My cell phone number's on my Facebook page.
Whoa.
Anybody can friend me as long as you have a face.
Do you
I'll
post,
friend you back.
Do you post a lot of photos of yourself on the internet? Because that's always open for stalking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Facebook, Twitter, I'll put pictures of myself. Yeah, usually clothed so far.
Usually.
I'll
have to go look in your timeline.
Because I feel like Facebook, there's like a million... Facebook is just stalking.
Stalkland.
That's all you do on Facebook
right.
is stalking.
Ooh. It's taking something
it's
away
from... It's got a little
from.
Stalky vibe.
Oh,
I stalk a little bit.
No, everyone stalks. If you go on someone else's page, you're stalking them.
I'm stalking my ex-girlfriend.
If somebody
a little bit,
goes on
stop.
Vacation... I look at all their vacation pictures. Like, to me,
yeah,
that's like...
that's stalking.
I'm like, oh, what is this place like?
Yeah.
I wish I could go there.
Like, how is that not... It's
water
so easy.
Slide. What?
I feel like I've been on the slide after I look at the photos.
You actually look at people's vacation
Yeah, because I don't go on a lot of vacations, and it makes me feel like I've gone someplace do that.
I'm really dreading the era when they start adding projectors to phones and people come over to my house and they're like, look at my vacation. And I'm like, dude, we got rid of slides for this reason.
Oh, man, they have that. They have the projector phone.
Yeah, they do have that stuff.
Ooh,
yeah,
yeah, they do.
So you dread today, sir.
No.
The day is done.
That is dope. I want to get one of those just to make you upset.
Now, wait a couple years. It doesn't look as good yet.
No, is it, who's making it? Philips? Is that? No?
I don't know.
No.
Who knows?
I don't need it. Well, I'm not going to project something.
I didn't know we were doing it. I thought we were going to do an E3 sidebar. No, it's okay.
Wait till you get the hologram phone.
Oh, I wanna
get
the, man.
That'll be
cool. I'm going to get the Obi-Wan app immediately or whatever. You know what I mean? Have like one of those guys.
Spoofs.
Yoda. The Yoda app and Yoda's hologram is right there.
Whoa.
Can't we put anything else?
Future.
We should put all types of stuff.
Hologram,
in
I am. Hmm.
Send a hologram. That would be awesome if you can send it.
I'm
not telling.
I'm gonna send. You know,
they're
gonna
come in.
They're gonna turn into porno immediately. It's gonna be send a hologram immediately.
It's the internet.
Hologram.
It first started as porn and then became commercial. That's how everything started.
I mean, even
Facebook.
Out. I've pointed out before. Facebook started basically guys ranking how hot girls
That's
are.
That's right.
So it's like. Pretty, it's pretty amazing how like that has grown, and it's kind of a little bit awkward just like thinking about it in those terms, because it's kind of like only people care about is like looks and hot homeless people. But I mean, like, I feel like, but there is like money to gain from that, so I feel like you should definitely run with that idea.
Thank you.
Homeless but, hot or not?
Homeless, hot or not?
Oh my God.
I mean, like,
in today's society, that's gonna be millions of dollars. You can make millions off
of
that.
I would think so. Yeah.
And also, homeless people have been in the news recently. Like that guy that had the gorgeous voice earlier this year.
I remember that guy.
And the guy that got his face eaten. And they
yes,
released the
exactly.
pictures today.
No,
of his,
yeah. Oh my no. gosh, they did.
They released the pictures
Talk
of
about
his
it.
Face.
It's, Talk about it.
Well, if you see the picture, the doctors have done what they can, but it's something like 80% of his face was like ripped off.
Oh,
a huge percent.
Oh, God.
How
and
would you describe it?
He
pizza?
Off,
his face looks like pizza?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I would say
God.
That.
Look
the
the cheese
poor guy.
Taken off,
I
just
mean,
so you guys
he's
know.
Completely disfigured.
But at least his family knows about him now, because the family thought that he's been dead for years.
Oh, and they found him.
And now they're like, oh,
he's alive. This is the bath salts guy?
Yeah. Well, this is the guy that the bath salt
guy
ate.
See, homeless people are in now.
Homeless is in.
And so
pregnant
so
and homeless is in.
And so is cannibalism. So is cannibalism.
I can't wait. Next year is going to be amazing.
Homeless
the
cannibals.
Trends, these trends are going to be the best trends ever.
They're getting edgier, I feel like.
Yeah,
they are.
They're really, like, the bleeding
It's like, who
edge
else
trends.
Can we milk more for money? Let's just run down every type of person.
Yeah, in defense of the guy who ate the guy's face, they did say...
in defense.
He did not swallow any of the flesh, apparently.
He spit. He doesn't swallow.
They studied the contents of his stomach
Why
on the autopsy.
Why would you even do that?
But he
you
did
didn't
not,
swallow?
He didn't swallow the flesh. He I ripped thought, it off, but he did not swallow.
Now I'm let down.
I thought you
now
were,
he didn't follow through.
He didn't. He was
I
just
thought you
ripping.
Were beef jerky.
He was just skinning him, basically, with his teeth, but he
Ew.
Wasn't eating...
What?
That's man. Now I'm let down.
How rude! You do not eat people's faces. Okay.
Yeah. I thought
so
you were
rude.
Just really hungry.
So did they use like the chewed up pieces to reassemble his
shit.
Face?
Half I don't like, know. It,
I know that sounds really.
Well,
nuts.
He tore like, his eyes are like his eyelids are like sewn shut. Is what it looks
oh,
like.
Oh god.
And I know
damn.
That this like, you have several
damn.
Surgeries. So
yes.
He's not done. He's not.
It's
done.
Almost like you wish that you would die. At that point,
he looked like a
like,
football's nut sack.
That's exactly what happened at the end of Hostel.
I bet at the end, he's like, I just want to die.
I don't know. They'll figure out
this
a way.
This show's going really dark
face,
now.
Face off. If they can make.
Give me one of those.
Anonymous mask everywhere, right?
Right.
What this guy's.
Guy Fawkes.
I would be like a Lucha Libre if somebody did that to me.
Give
like,
me the Destro.
Yeah, was
never
the guy just
off.
Sitting there while he was getting his face eaten off? Like, what was that about? Like,
wait, so was he was sitting there?
No, I mean, obviously he didn't fight back because 80% of his face got ripped off. Like, how could you not stop somebody from eating your face?
But wasn't that guy, is it like crazy shit like PCP? So you're like as strong as like an orangutan or some shit for like a couple minutes?
Oh, he was on some drugs.
You're looking at me like I
saw.
Like
an orangutan can just go up to you, or not orangutan, a chimpanzee. Chimpanzee can just go and like grab you behind your ear and just rip your whole face off in like one snap. You know what I mean? Oh God!
Why can't we get that?
They can lift like four times their own body weight with one arm. So you know what I mean? So like those things can just like. Do you get crazy like bath salts like PCP angel dust strength? When you do that shit, does that happen?
I don't know what happens.
I mean, I hope so.
I mean,
because
I could imagine somebody's going, ha, 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 like Blanca on Street Fighter 2 and just eating your face off.
I'm still trying to, like, figure out why is he... Was he hungry? What's going on? Was he...
Oh, shit. Is your face look like Applewood bacon.
You know
damn.
What I mean? Because
yeah.
There's always a reason for something. You can't just be like, you know what? you know, that seems like a good idea. I'm going to just start chawing your face off. And the other dude's like, no, no, all right, I dare you. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I told you if you didn't wash these dishes, dude, I was going to eat your face, yeah, man.
So were they friends or what?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I need to know these things.
Friends don't eat each because other's this faces.
Is, like, maybe they're street people and they just knew each other.
What if they were just making out code. And it just went really south?
The dude was just, like, so mad at Facebook. He's like, I'm going to fucking rip your face off and eat it.
Friends don't eat other friends' faces.
No.
But I think he'll be all right. He's still alive, right?
He's still alive and he's in good spirits, apparently.
Because you know what? I bet you can take someone else's face, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can do face transplants. They did with the lady whose dog ate her face.
Yeah, see? We can do anything. The future is bright, guys. The future is so bright. You can be like injured. Do you guys see Prometheus yet?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Well, they have a chamber in which they do surgery. Like, it's just like automatic surgery.
Is it like in the Fifth Element when they created like
actually
the chicks?
It's like that. Actually, now thinking about it, they probably just ripped that off.
No, they just lifted it. You know, it's sci-fi.
Yeah, borrow. Right? Yeah, borrow. It's all the same.
It's all
like
hard
that.
Sci-fi.
Yeah.
Hard sci-fi.
Hard sci-fi. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Going back a little bit, like what we were just talking about, like, eating faces, da da da.
Yeah, go back beyond. Yeah, homeless. Go back.
No, we don't want to go back there. No, let's not go back. Let's keep going forward. Prometheus. Yeah.
What? Where'd we go?
I don't know where we went.
We're eating faces. I want to know about this, man.
God.
So all we know is he didn't digest the face. He ate 80% of the face, right?
He ripped 80% off.
He ripped 80%.
But he didn't swallow. He swallowed 0%.
He just chomped a little bit.
And this was done
at
a park?
What is wrong with people? Seriously.
There's a lot wrong with people.
Like you hear these stories and you're just like,
I got
what?
A crazy one I heard last summer. This weird part of like Eastern Europe, I guess it's like near Turkey or something like that.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do, right? So they started doing this kind of like it's like a pain match. So like every Saturday night, people would get together and like it started off they would just like slap each other in the face and like
it's
whoever
like Fight
was,
Club,
like, right? Yeah, and then it got like progressively crazier and crazier. And this is so cult. Like I guess it's an urban legend now. This one guy is like, I want you to chop my head off. They went into the street.
I don't believe it.
Everybody in the bar exited the watering hole. They were standing along the street, and this guy chops the other guy's head off. Bam.
End of story.
He's like, and then the guy that got his head chopped off, he won.
He sure did.
I went so hard.
But yeah, he won, and then he has no head.
That guy, number one.
Fact-checking, I think.
Snopes.
Suppose. Have you ever heard that? That's the craziest thing I've heard.
See, I've always heard, like, I heard similar stories like that. Not really, like, hey, go chop my head off. But, like, I hear, like, people at, like, a concert, they're promoting, like, oh, I'm going to commit suicide on stage, like, my performance art. I'm just like, why?
Whoa. Oh, at the gym today, I was going to tell you, Joe.
Oh, my gosh.
This seems like something that might be up your alley.
No, don't say that. And then it turns out to be just like...
No, is it a homeless man?
No, there's a guy that's going to like tightrope walk across the Grand Canyon. It's supposed to be on TV soon.
My God. Oh, and
that
he goes to your gym?
So nervous.
No. Oh. I saw it on the TV. I saw it on the TV like, commercial at the gym.
The dude's like pumping iron. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tightrope walk across this. I'm like, I'm not even talking to you.
Pumping some iron today. Get ready.
Yeah. Why didn't you just tell me that? It doesn't make any sense.
You're just like, make sure you stretch.
Yeah, right.
I'm taking Tybo.
You're like, not many people have done that before. So we're about wrapping up this show, guys. Where else can we... Do you have anything we can promote from you?
Oh, my gosh.
Any appearances or
so
shows?
Many
yes.
Things.
So many things.
We're going to be at the Walter Reed Hospital doing a show for the troops on Thursday.
What's the date?
That's going to be the 14th. And then the 15th, we're going to be at the Art-O-Matic. We're going to be performing from, is it 7 to 8? Or
Something like that. Maybe 8 o'clock?
Okay, I think it's
11th floor.
11th floor, people's stage.
I don't think the people at home are going to hear that, or are we going to be there? This show comes out on the 19th.
Oh, okay.
So after the 19th.
After the 19th. That weekend, we're going to be at Art-O-Matic, I believe, Friday and Saturday night.
I think the 24th and 25th, right?
Yep. Cool. You can follow us at Jelly Vision Live and at Tim Trueheart on Twitter and keep up with us that way.
Nice.
I like how you're doing like the troop show. So is that going to be like a consistent thing where you do
every
like a
month.
Monthly show?
Yeah,
okay,
every
cool.
month.
At Walter Reed, yeah. And we have another show that we do every second Sunday at the Epicure Cafe.
Yep, Epicure Cafe in Fairfax.
Absolutely. So those are two of our shows that we have. And just follow us and we'll keep you posted. We'll keep you updated with everything we do.
And we're pretty nice followers too. We help promote our friends.
I want to give a shout out to everybody who followed me lately. God, man, I really appreciate it. I'm moving up in the Twitter world. And love it. Love you guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, man. Well, That was fun, Carolyn.
It was fun. I loved all of our discussions.
I also like that we had the birds show up too, guys. And the
yes. You can't have the Love Shack without them.
Do we have the names of these birds here?
Cowboy and Captain Fly.
What? Ooh. Where did we get those names? Those are awesome. Like
WPFW DJs.
Oh, right on.
Nice.
Yes. Where are we going to be, Carolyn?
WPFW, I'm such a big fan.
What can we promote in the next...
Jamal Muhammad, RIP.
What can we promote in the next 50 seconds?
50 seconds. We have a whole bunch of stuff going on, but definitely check out my comic strip, Curls, at curls-studio.com, and buy the Team Cul-de-Sac book. It's on Amazon, and the proceeds go to Parkinson's Research in honor of Richard Thompson, the great cartoonist.
Awesome. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Check out astrayproductions.com. Again, sponsored by curls-studio.com. Check out Jellyvision. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. See you guys.
See you guys.
Bye.
I hope you had a good time.
We had a great time.
Absolutely. Fun.
Catch y'all later.
Adios.